The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tuesdays is Tuesday with Timmons, and on our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. I'm here in South Carolina for 3 weeks and couldn't be happier.
Well, that get to sleep in your own bed, that would have to be a treat for sure.
It is wonderful. I joke that the country's safe for the next 3 weeks from Congress doing anything to mess it up.
Congressman, I'd have to agree with you on that one. let's talk for a minute about what is going on in D.C. First, before we get into a couple other things I had on my list, speaking of Congress and voting, and you and I have talked about proxy voting. And as I understand it, the speaker has extended that through, July or so now. Is that right?
That is correct. It's yep. Remarkable. She's enforcing a mask mandate on the floor of the House, but right after she extended proxy voting and the mask mandate, she went to the White House, and there were, I don't know, probably 100 people, and nobody's wearing a mask. And it's just remarkable, the hypocrisy.
Yeah. Yep. And the reason I brought it up was I was reading this 1.9 billion capital security spending bill, which barely passed, 213 to 212 votes, and we learned that there were a couple of GOP members of the House whose votes were not cast that probably would have or would have caused this bill to fail. Because their proxy did not cast their vote, so tell us how does that work, and how would one forget to vote?
So I'm not sure of which members did not vote, but I have a feeling that they are some of the members who take the position that proxy voting is not constitutional. You cannot do it; it is not allowed, and so they will refuse to engage in proxy voting. So I imagine they had some sort of either a serious health issue, a family issue, or something that precluded them from being there. But, you know, at the end of the day, as a conservative, as a Republican, I cannot count the number of times that Democrats have not followed the rules and taken advantage of a situation, and Republicans have taken the high road and lost out. So, you know, I'm of the mind that I think proxy voting is wrong, and I will do everything I can to end it. But if they're going to do it, I'm going to do it. So yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Yep. All right. Let's jump in. Of course, we're just over the first 100 days of the Biden administration. Let's talk for a minute about Joe Biden and what he has accomplished, or probably more importantly, what he has not accomplished.
Well, I think the most recent thing that blew my mind was that, you know, he's blocking the Keystone Pipeline, but he is lifting sanctions on Russia to allow them to complete the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So it's just kind of bizarre that we're sitting here and we're having energy shortages, we're having energy issues in the United States, gas prices go up, and he's taking steps to really increase that problem in the U.S. But if you're in Russia, it's different. You can build pipelines there.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that happens, huh? It's
it is a strange situation we're in right now.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk a minute too about. Because Joe Biden is like there's a new crisis every day. Let's talk about our economy, unemployment. How do we get to this point? How do we get to the point that we have so many people who are unemployed? We have so many businesses who are literally, I mean, you can drive up and down the road now and there are signs everywhere begging people to come to apply, but yet our unemployment rate continues to rise. How does that happen?
So the American Rescue Plan, and these facts are a week old, so I'll just give you the status as of a week ago. There were 8 million job listings. There were 8 million positions that wanted people to come back to work. But because of the American Rescue Plan, they're doing an additional $300 supplemental. So in South Carolina, you're getting paid $635 each week to not work. So, and all you have to do is say that it's because of COVID. So, you know, in Montana, the governor said, we're not going to do this additional money. Governor McMaster followed suit. I was very impressed that he did that, and I'm very pleased he did that. All of these challenges we're facing, all of this inflation, it's all because of scarcity, because we're having issues with supply chains. You go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe's. Everything is more expensive than it used to be because they don't have it. They have very little of it if they do have it. So, you know, it's and that's all because people are not back to work. They're not back to work at the ports. They're not back to work on the ships. They're not back to work anywhere. So we got to get back to work. We got to get our economy back going again. And we got to stop paying people to stay home. It's wild. If you want to get a vaccine, go get a vaccine. If you don't, get back to work. I don't care.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, I had a contractor friend of mine yesterday talking about a job that he's doing, and he can't buy the paint that he needs to finish painting this house so that he can finish it for the owners.
The best or the worst part is that the media refuses to cover any of this. You got ships trying to unload cargo in Los Angeles, and they're taking an additional week. Do you know how much it costs to have a freight liner sitting in the water, not moving for a week? I mean, can you imagine the amount of investment necessary to get all of the people, all of the machinery, everything to get a freight liner to work, and to tell a company that it has to sit for a week because they don't have the people to unload it because they're being paid to stay home by President Biden. I mean, you know, that's what's causing all of this. Yeah. And we've got to get back to work. We've got to stop paying people to stay home. The good news is in South Carolina, it runs out on June 30th. And in the rest of the country, it runs out on September 6th. But that's still 4 months of us trying to figure out what to do, how to operate our businesses, how to survive while we have this incredible demand and no workforce to facilitate the supply.
Right, right. And meanwhile, down at our border, people are continuing to stream into our country, hundreds and thousands each day. My friend Mike Gallagher is in Arizona this week. He's doing a show from Arizona. He was at the border yesterday and text me a couple of videos. I mean, you literally, there was a line of people just crossing the border, just walking right by an opening of the fence down there, coming into our country in broad daylight.
And, you know, the funniest thing is those people, when they get in and we buy them a flight to send them wherever they want to in the United States, they still are not employable. They can't get a job because it's illegal to employ someone who is not here illegally. So, you know, if we let them work, at least we might actually get some of the supply chain issues under control, stop this inflation. But, you know, it is literally the funny farm at the White House right now. I mean, they're not pursuing any policies that make sense.
That's a good way to put it, the funny farm. That's a great description of the Joe Biden administration. Congressman William Timmons, hey, I'm glad you're going to be able to spend a few weeks at home. Hope to see you out and about somewhere, and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Hey, we actually have a coffee and conversation this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Mutt's Barbecue, so if you're around, come join us. But look forward to next week, and hope to run into you soon.
At Mutt's Barbecue. All right. Go out and visit with Congressman William Timmons. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us, and talk with you again soon. Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.